Solcombe to Snape's Point Walk. Wildlife. Wading birds are often to be seen pottering around by the waterside at Patson. Look out for the redshank with brown plumage above and white below, a long straight bill and lanky red leg. Other likely sightings include the striking white, orange and black red-beaked shell duck and the black and white oyster catcher with its orange bill and piping call. Along the tide line all around the estuary, you may spot a common sandpiper. This wader, with a dark stripe through the eye and a penetrating chew call, is a summer visitor. Terns are also found on the estuary. These are graceful birds, smaller than most gulls, though with similar colouring. They have pointed, swept-back wings, dark heads and sharp bills. They catch fish in rapid little plunge dives from just above the water. Cuckoo pint grows both along the lane from Batson to Snape's Manor and the green lane running up the hill behind the manor house. This curious plant also goes by various other fancy names, including lords and ladies, parson in the pulpit, hobble gobbles and sucky calves. It has a spade-shaped leaf and a finger-shaped inflorescence with a leafy cowl. This plant gives off a faint smell of rotting meat. This attracts insects which the cuckoo pint traps in its sheath of leaves while they pollinate its flowers. Along this same lane you'll also find the rare balm-leafed figwort. This tall, square-stemmed plant with wrinkly leaves produces rust-red, two-lipped flowers in spring and early summer. The scrubby woodland above the tide line beyond Snape's Point attracts birds such as the blackcap, whose name derives from its dark head, and the chiffchaff, whose name describes its steadily repeated song. This area is also home to a pride and joy of South Devon, the nationally rare searle bunting. This traditional farmland bird has a yellowish-green body plumage with red-brown patches and a striking yellow-striped head.